Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. The part that appeals to me about this whole domination thing is just that complete surrender that you just have to go there. I'm not good at that, so I'm really looking forward to having that fun, sexy, hot experience, and especially with a guy that knows what he's doing.
Or you just want to get with me, like I come over, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Yeah, I mean, that's just not as appealing as someone that every once in a while, they, in addition to having great sex, they may want to go do something. We don't have to be doing stuff all the time. Sometimes it's fine to come over and just get right down to business. But I don't want that to be the only thing we do is fuck.
I'd love to do more of the BDSM stuff, but I wouldn't mind it getting a little more, intimate, I guess. A little bit more down the rabbit hole, a little more heady, a little more intense. That's the word. A little more intense. Well, hello, everybody. Good morning. Guess what? You're in bed with me. We haven't done a bed session in a long, long time. And actually, even better than being in bed with me, you're on vacation with me. But here's the thing. I'm actually with some friends who are down the hall, and they don't know I have a podcast, so I'm recording this basically on the down low. Now, what I had to do for this episode is I decided to combine three episodes in one. So these are three episodes from year one, which I thought would be kind of interesting to listen to. So what I did is I actually just went online, picked a random number generator, pulled up three numbers for me, and I corresponded those to some episodes, and I put this all together. But I hope you like it. I think I took some interesting outtakes from each episode. The episodes that you're going to hear today, or parts of those episodes, are episodes 3, 28, and 39. I hope you enjoy them as much as I enjoyed putting this together. It was easy for me to do since I'm on vacation, and all I had to do was just kind of record my little transitions here. But I have to kind of talk low because I don't want my friends to hear me. They don't know I have a podcast, let alone that it's about sex. So we're kind of being sneaky in bed together. Isn't that fun? Anyway, the first episode, episode 2, is my first ever bucket list. The segment I'm going to include is about, well, threesomes. Yep, guys, the lingering threesomes. Been there since the very, very beginning, since episode 2, and I still haven't knocked it off. But you can listen to where my thoughts were, and at least I've been consistent. That's all I can say for myself. All right, guys. Well, I'm so glad you're on vacation with me. Mwah. Hope you enjoy. So let's talk about my sexual bucket list. All right, when I started this, I just came up with some things that I definitely want to do, and it's evolving along the way, so I want to say that it's kind of growing and expanding, and I'm going to probably find definitely new things that come to light already since I've started on my sexual road trip, as I like to call it. I have been introduced to new things, new ideas, new concepts. I'm finding that different things that I never really even kind of knew about or thought about are appealing to me, so I'm just going to go through some of those right now. But of course, some of these are generic, and a lot of people out there that have been sexually adventurous, they've blown through a lot of this stuff, but I'm a little new out of the gate here with all this. So one of the things is definitely a threesome. And at first I thought it would just be male, female, right? I thought, okay, that's kind of hot. Let me say that I think women are beautiful and sexy, and I can appreciate a beautiful woman, but I'm not bisexual. I do not consider myself bisexual. I would kiss a girl, maybe even suck on her nipples, but I, right now, at this point, I have no desire to go downtown. I do not want to
go there. That doesn't appeal to me. However, I'm selfish and greedy and I want all the attention on me, and she can definitely do that to me. One of the things I would love to do is be doing the reverse cowgirl with some gal, just going to town on my clit, licking it, sucking it. That gets me so fucking hot. So yes, it's a little one-sided, but as I'm understanding that there's people out there that are really into making someone their star, their center of attention. My preconceived ideas that, you know, it'd be great to be with a couple and I can come in, be the star, and they can lavish all this attention on me, and then we can have a really fun experience and then I can leave. So those are my initial thoughts about the female, male, female threesome. However, again, I never say never, and you know, that's probably subject to change. And hopefully, as I get more into it and I have those experiences, I'm sure that will expand. Now, somebody brought it to my attention that the female, male, female threesome is not the best for women. And here's why. Because women can go and go and go and have multiple orgasms. They don't need the downtime. And women do better in threesomes with two men, which, of course, appeals to me. Hello. Do I want two men just making me feel good and worshiping my body and getting me off? Abso-fucking-lutely. Like, I'm getting wet right now just talking about it. So that is definitely on my radar. And that may be my first threesome experience ahead of the other one. Oh my gosh, I would absolutely love two guys just giving it to me. And of course, that comes, what comes to, into play with that is the DP. And I'm totally down with that. It's something I absolutely want to experience. It's on the bucket list. But I am a little worried about the anal sex aspect, only in that I haven't done it many times. And I'm just worried about the fit. So I think it's going to take the right guys with the right size cocks. I mean, I don't want to be ramrodded like the Lincoln Tunnel. I don't want, you know, I'm not built for big porno dicks, although they definitely intrigue me. I'm just not, I'm tight. I want to keep it tight. I don't want to ruin that. So that's something I'm going to have to, I'm a little tentative on, but I know I can make it happen. So maybe a little lube and just kind of getting relaxed and going with it. But definitely that has to happen. So I'll be checking that off soon, I hope. The next thing I'm really wanting to do is be dominated. And I don't know how far, like, I know there's so many different aspects of that. I don't know all of them. What I really need to do is find some guys that are experienced at it and really know what they're doing, you know, that would take good care of me. I think I have a few guys kind of, I've zeroed in on a few of those, but I'd love to be restrained and spanked, of course. The blindfolding, I would love to do that. I sort of have it in my mind that would be more of a like a lacy blindfold, something I could sort of see through. I don't know why, but something about right now that in my within my personal boundaries or something comes up for me when somebody says, I want to blindfold you. If I can't see what's going on, I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about that. That would take a lot of trust. Maybe that's round two with this Dom guy. I don't know, but definitely want to go there. I'm masculine energy all day long in the business world, and there's a part of me that just doesn't like that because I'm not a man, I'm a woman. And I want to take that hat off. And the part that appeals, what appeals to me about this whole domination thing is just that complete surrender that you just have to go there. I'm not good at that. So I'm really looking forward to having that fun, sexy, hot experience. And especially with a guy that knows what he's doing. Yeah, I'm going to make that happen for sure.
All right, so now we're on to episode 28, and this is a Q&A. I did a lot of Q&A in season one. I really enjoyed the feedback I was getting. It was kind of fun and exciting. I mean, it still is. I always love interacting with you guys, but I didn't have any voice memos, and I was a little less sophisticated. By the way, did you catch the sound of the audio? A little bit different, huh? This is bare bones days. I mean, I was just recording straight into my MacBook, and I was using just the speakers on the MacBook. Very, very basic. Doesn't sound too bad, but I think you can hear the difference in the audio quality. So anyway, back to the Q&A. I love this question. I just kind of wanted to highlight it, the one that's coming up, and I hope you guys enjoy it. But if you want to hear the full episode, it is episode 28.
What does it take to get with you? Well, I assume you mean have sex with me. Let me go out on a limb. I hope I'm not being too presumptuous here, but I'm assuming you mean have sex with me. Well, you know, I have my type. So, and I get this all the time. I mean, shorter guys are like trying to tell me that they're about their prowess and how good they are. And I have no doubt it's not about that. It's about everybody's got kind of their thing, a physical type attribute or whatever. Some guys just like girls with brown hair, or some guys just like blondes or whatever. Skinny girls, thicker women, there's just a zillion million different preferences, right? For me, I like a tall guy, which I said, like, say 6'2 to 6'5, 6'5 being my optimum. I don't want somebody that's like 7 feet tall. I mean, that's starting to get freakishly tall. And that may not be the right way to put it. I'm not trying to pick on tall people. But I mean, I don't want to be looking, tilting my neck and getting a kink when I'm trying to jump up and kiss somebody. That's kind of weird. So tall, well-built, and that's what makes me feel feminine. I don't feel, when I'm with a guy that's my height, and this is not 100% of the time, but like a lot of the time, I feel like if we were accosted in a back alley somewhere, that we might both be looking at each other like, okay, who's going to defend who? I want to know, like, I'm with a man, you know, like, that's the man, I'm the female, and that's the dude right there. Yeah, no, I don't know. So tall, I like big hands too. I always notice a guy's hands, always, always, always. And just, I mean, you got to have a good personality, and I have to be obviously physically attracted, but also mentally attracted. So if you're boring or you just want to get with me, like I come over, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Yeah, I mean, that's just not as appealing as someone that every once in a while, they, in addition to having great sex, they may want to go do something. We don't have to be doing stuff all the time. Sometimes it's fine to come over and just get right down to business. But I don't want that to be the only thing we do is fuck. So I don't know. Did I even answer that fucking question? I don't know. I think I just cut. Honestly, I would say is take somebody pretty confident and unique. And I love, you know, funny guys with a dry sense of humor. It's really about the personality is going to win me over or not. Because let's face it, good looking people are a dime a dozen. There's good looking people all over the planet and beautiful women all over the planet, gorgeous guys all over the planet. It takes more than that. That's just a check mark on a box. It takes somebody that I genuinely like and am drawn to and don't mind spending time with. So you have to be interesting. So there you go. Hopefully that answered that. That's what it takes to get with me. Hey, one thing I wanted to ask was, I'm not feeling like this podcast to me is feeling kind of weird. I'm not sure how I'm answering the question. Sometimes I start to get self-conscious about things. I've mentioned that before, like because there's more people commenting and listening and paying attention. And I'm like, oh, and it's hard to stay totally, I think, as free as I felt in the beginning. It's interesting. There's been some trade-offs, right? So in the very beginning, it was just like, ignorance on fire. And now the trade-off is I know some more things. I've learned more about myself sexually, and that's evolving. And it's cool to see, hey, I was there, but now I'm here. That's awesome. But the trade-off of that has been that I have had some times where I said I've done some podcasts where I just didn't want to publish. I did not want, I'm like, I don't feel good about this. And I'm glad I didn't. I did one and I sent it to my friend. I'm like, listen to this. What do you think? He's like, no, you do not want to say that. Because I was kind of had an axe to grind and I was grinding it. And I'm glad I didn't do it. I used my 24-hour rule, which is a lot of times if I'm in a mood or I am feeling a certain way about something, I try to, you know, like where I'm going to let it rip, because I'll tell you what, I don't have a filter. It can be bad. And anyway, it was definitely cut. Thank God for him. He's such a good guy. What a great friend. Seriously. Because once you put that shit out there, you can take it down, but people are going to hear it and they're like, she just lost her shit. Anyhow, so glad I didn't do that. But where was I going with that? I don't know. I'm rambling. Oh, so I think what I just wanted to say was, what I would love is, anybody has any suggestions on some fun podcast topics or things that you want me to talk about or focus on, let me know. I mean, shit, I'm willing to talk about it, obviously, you know, obviously sexual based subjects, but yeah, I mean, I would love some ideas. I do have some kind of couple ideas written down, backlog stuff that I'm gonna try to get recorded, but you know, we'll see. But again, I would so love the input. And while I'm on that subject, I really, again, appreciate the email messages and just that anybody takes the time out of their day, you know, to send me a message or shows interest in what I'm doing and sends a comment, you know, even if it's constructive criticism, you know, that's fine. But again, I'm so flattered and thank you so much. And again, I try to get back to people as fast as I can. And you know where, what's hard for me is that, like, the instant messaging and things like that, because sometimes, I mean, you know, I'm working during the day and it probably looks like, I think people think I'm not, because I could be sitting there on my phone killing a few minutes, like, you know, okay, boom, 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 I'm going to post something, or boom, 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 I'm going to log in here. It's the app on my phone and I'm not just sitting around fanning my ass all day. I do work. I work for myself, so I have a lot of leeway. I don't have to worry about what I'm looking at or content wise, anything like that. But you know, I'm out and about, I'm in another car, I'm doing stuff pretty much all day long. So when people want me to do the instant messenger stuff, that's sometimes it's hard for me to keep up on, but I try to keep up on the emails and all that. And again, I really appreciate everybody, you know, sending in their stuff, and thank you so much. And, you know, again, questions or comments, you know, as usual, send those to Curious Girl at thecuriousgirldiaries.com.
All right. So what'd you think of that one? Well, at least I've stayed consistent, right? Tall guys and hands. I mean, what's not to love? Okay. So now we're into episode 39. And this is really the last episode of year one. So it's kind of giving you a brief little year one recap. And I'm going to jump into a little bit more of the BDSM. It's kind of interesting. That really kicked it off. Year one, getting into the BDSM, really sparked some hot, exciting, sexy, fun, spicy changes for me. And it was a major, major turning point. And it really kind of shaped what year one was all about and what was going to happen moving forward. So this is episode 39. And I encourage you to listen to the full episode, because this is just a part of it. But the whole thing's really, really good. Okay, here you go.
Well, this is going to be the last official podcast for the Curious Girl Diaries Sexual Road Trip Year One. So I thought I'd just recap my year, kind of talk about, go back over everything that happened, and, you know, then I'll be starting year two, which I'm really looking forward to. So I was just kind of sitting here thinking and, you know, taking a few little notes and kind of a lot. I've really done a lot in a year. When I look back on this year, I go, holy shit. I had no idea when I started this, where I'd be, what I'd be feeling, all the things that would happen, all the fun experiences, some of the not so fun experiences, just everything that I was embarking on. And I'm so glad I did it. And I'm, like I said, looking forward to year two, basically kind of keeping my sex life fun and adventurous. And again, I don't know if anybody else has this issue, but you know, maybe it's from being a little bit older. I don't think the younger people I've encountered, the younger guys, doesn't seem like they have a problem keeping their sex life a priority because they're just so damn horny. But for some reason, when you get older, you just sometimes you let things sort of, you settle into routine. And so this just, you know, this whole experience just really let me know that I don't want to go another three and I don't want to relive what I started, which is 3.5 years of no sex, just sort of bumping around, living my life, doing my thing. But the sexual part of my life was completely turned off. And going back to that isn't an option. So just in that alone, it was worth it. I'm kind of sitting here thinking too, okay, so at this point, some of the burning questions that I started with, don't know if I have 100% answers to, but I have a better handle on, you know, so it's just thinking about, okay, so what do I want and what have I become? And at this point, what am I certain about? And when I, you know, when I started, I kept asking myself, geez, what am I doing? Like, where is this taking me? I think that was my big fear. Just like when I come out the other side of this, who will I be? Well, I'm definitely different. I know that. And I like that. I'm absolutely way more, I hate to use this word, it sounds so cliche, but sex positive, I guess, if you want to call it that. I'm just way more sex, my light's on, you know, my light is on, people. I'm way more about it, making, like I said, just making it a priority in my week to be having sex, to be thinking about sex, to be doing fun stuff that, you know, make my body feel good sexually. So at this point, what do I want? Well, I definitely want to keep moving forward. Right now, I'm feeling like I'm way more open to, oh God, I'm going to use the I word. I think I'm way more open to intimacy now. After that podcast I did with Joel, and he was like, I'm an intimacy junkie. I love it. I'm like, that's pretty cool. Maybe I'm going to work on being more of an intimacy junkie. I think this coming year, I'm going to be less, what you'll see from, there'll be less of an emotional wall up. I think I'm going to be a little more in touch with my girliness and try to let down some of that guarded defensiveness, which is actually, that's a very big deal for me, and a complete shift in what I was talking about on my podcast, Women. It's like, you got to have, I still think a pair and a spare is good. Trust me. You don't want to get fixated, but I am okay with, I'm definitely going to put myself out there more emotionally. I'm going to be more emotional. I'm going to try to also be more intimate in my encounters. That'll really take the right person. They won't all be like that. I'm not looking to, that won't work with everybody. But I look back and I say, gosh, there was a couple guys, really good guys that wanted relationships. I wasn't in that mode. And I'm, again, not saying I'm looking for a specific relationship, but I could still have, you know, with those people that I feel very safe with and that are just, the doors are already wide open with them. You know, I could have probably had more of an intimate experience with them and just allowed it to be what it was going to be. It wasn't going to be a long-term one-on-one boyfriend-girlfriend situation, but still I could kind of like I said, like Joel and I were discussing on our podcast, just have that fun, hot, sexy, and also add that extra layer, thin little layer there of intimacy. I think that's what I'm probably left most thinking about at the end of this year, is being a little more, I could just less guarded, I guess is probably the best way to put it. So I'm going to work on that for next year. I think who I've become right now, who I am right now, is just somebody who's had a great year and wants to expand on that and keep that moving forward. So I think year two is going to be even better, honestly. I think this first year was a little bit, it was all over the board. It was everything. Like I said, the good, the bad, the ugly. And I'm sure there'll be some of that. There'll always be some of that, you know, when you're dealing with people, interpersonal relationships and things like that. But I think that next year for me, I feel like I know what I want a little bit more. I'm coming into it with a little more clear-headed, not as many questions, a few more answers, and excited and ready to go. The vanilla versus kinky. I remember saying that, you know, kind of wondering like, what would this do to my vanilla world, my vanilla life or whatever? Well, the vanilla life is pretty much gone. I can tell you that. I look back on just where I prior, let's say relationships, one-on-one relationships with boyfriends and the kind of sex, we always had fun sex. You dabble and you try this and that, a little spanking here, a little this and that. But I'm way more open-minded. I'm way more, I don't know if you want to say out there. I don't know. I don't really even know how to call it, but I don't think at this point I could hook up with somebody one-on-one and just have plain old vanilla sex for the rest of my life. That does not appeal to me anymore. No, I want more than that. I want great, fucking hot, crazy sex and whatever is agreeable between the two of us, whether it's under the parameters that we were to seeing other people is okay, having group sex is okay, going to sex parties is okay. What I don't know what the terms would actually be, but it would have to be something definitely outside of the norm at this point. I was thinking too about my vagina. My vagina's been through a lot this year. It's been a big year for my vagina. Let's see. I've been lasered. I've been lightened with my lightening cream, which that was sort of a bust. You know, I think since I've taken some time off from that, I'm going to start up with that again. Just see if I still have the reaction to it. You never know. It could have been, I don't know what could have been causing it, but hormones, you know, who knows, but I'm going to try that again. Cause I just want to, I love putting my vagina through experimentation. It's fun to experiment with your vagina. I highly recommend it. Everybody out there, give it a whirl. So it's been lightened. I did my vaginal tightening, which was a good experience. And I might do it again because I'm starting off a new year. I might need a little tightening, a little tune-up. I might have to get another Groupon. It's been spanked. It's been slapped. You know, I've been, oh my God, I've taken skin off with that Hitachi. No joke. Like, that thing is serious. I've numbed it out and taken skin off with that Hitachi. And I know that other women have had this problem too, because when I did that, threw that out there, I got a bunch of comments, and actually some men too were saying their wives experienced the same thing. Like, I think it's just a serious heavy duty piece of equipment. When you're putting it on your vag, you got to be careful with it. But yeah, I don't think I ever mentioned before this, the taking skin off. Yes, 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 yes. And that's from I have thin skin down there. I think a lot of women do, but mine is especially thin. I think from all my years of waxing before I lasered, and when I would wax, sometimes I would accidentally take a little bit of skin off. So it just, I think over the years, it's just a little thin. It's a little delicate down there, more delicate than normal. It's been, let's recap here. It's been lightened, tightened, brightened, lasered, spanked, slapped, basically molested by the Hitachi, eaten, beaten, all of the above. It still looks pretty though. Still looks good. So that's the recap for my vagina. There we go. And as you all know, I love the word vagina. Okay. My sex bucket list. Well, I crossed a lot of things off, and I'm sure when I start recording for next year, I'll sort of do something a little more focused on that. But, you know, basically what I didn't get to was any of the threesomes. I didn't do a male, female, male, or a female, male, female. I'll still do that. I will. I'll get to that. What I guess I realize is that's not, as you start doing this stuff and focusing on things, naturally that just kind of got pushed to the side because it wasn't as important. So, and this year I may just say, maybe I won't do, you know, female, male, female. Maybe I'll just do one-on-one with a woman. Just try that. That is on my list, maybe. I think I might add that. That might be a new one. Who knows? I mean, that would be like an actual lesbian encounter. But problem with that is, I think I'd have to, at that point, I'd have to be reciprocating. And we all know how I feel about, I just don't know that I can eat pussy. I just don't know that that's on my list. I'd have to see. It'd have to be the right person. You never know. If I had my little girl crush, like I said, I could turn into just a total animal, a total pussy licker lover. I don't know. We'll see. What else didn't I do? Oh, I dominating a guy. Well, I really want to do this with Clark. I'm trying to convince him. I mean, I know he's in line with it. So, oh my God. I mean, I'll tell you what, if I could arrange that with him, that would be the cherry on my sundae. I would not need, really, I wouldn't care about how the rest of year two went. It could all just fall apart, go to hell in a handbasket. If I could have that dynamic with him, oh my God, I'd love it. He's really the perfect guy to have that dynamic with. And I think it would be very fun and also very intimate. And I'm kind of looking, you know, again, that's really what I'm sort of seeking out more, really more of these intimate connections. I'd love to do more of the BDSM stuff, but I wouldn't mind it getting a little more, how do I say? Well, intimate, I guess. A little bit more down the rabbit hole, a little more heady, a little more intense. That's the word. A little more intense. Yes. Again, that takes the right person. For some reason, in that area, it seems to me that I had a hard time finding the right person. And so I'll have to continue to kind of sift through that. I think that when you get into that kind of dynamic with someone, it really does have to be the right person. It's not just your run-of-the-mill, oh, hey, you'll do. Let's try this. I want the full experience. I don't just want the sexual part of it. I kind of want that head trip part too. But the problem again for me is because I'm so strong in my head, actually the letting go and like doing all that and going farther with it, that will be a challenge for me. I can see that will be a challenge for me. But for some reason, I'm really like drawn to that. I'm digging that idea that, okay, let me see how far I can push myself. That's the exciting thing. So we'll see where that goes.
All right. So there we go. Well, there's our little recap of year one. Hey guys, if you haven't listened to year one, go back and listen to it. It's really fun. I mean, it's the genesis of all of this. It's what started it. You can kind of see that some things have changed and some things manifested. It was really interesting to go back and listen to what I was saying about the BDSM, especially, I mean, for me anyway, just to know where my head was, what I was thinking. And coming out of year one, I really wanted to go deeper with the BDSM, but I was kind of scared to. And I did go for it and I did go deeper. It really just took me places. Whew, I tell you, it blew the doors off. It's probably one of the biggest things that I have been surprised about and experienced in my adult life. I just don't regret any of it. I absolutely love it. It was just, it's been a game changer. It's really helped me understand a lot about myself sexually and personally, and allowed me to go deeper sexually and be closer to somebody than I ever have, and connect on a way that just previous to that hadn't happened. So this whole experiment, this whole sexual road trip, the Curious Girl Diaries, has been one of the best things I've ever done. Haven't regretted it. Loved every minute of it. Well, not every minute of it. I won't lie. Okay, that's an exaggeration. But anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this little teaser from year one. Please go back and listen to all of it. It's really fun. And get caught up on all the episodes. Then it kind of shows you how things have unraveled and where I'm at. But currently, I'm in Florida enjoying my vacation. I've got till the end of the week and then I'm heading back home. All right, guys. Well, I hope everybody's being safe. Mwah. Love you. And thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend and make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.